brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to Kevin in New York. Kevin, I had to put him on hold earlier. He went to the hospital. They pressured him and gave the baby the hepatitis shot. What really hurts him is then getting the second round, third round. If they think you're ignorant of the facts, they'll lie to you and say it's the law. This is all part of the criminal operation. It's not that vaccines couldn't be good. There's some evidence that the technology is there and works. It's been around for 500 years. It's that these companies are eugenicist-based, and we know there's covert programs they've been caught over and over again involved in through vaccines. So none of my three children have ever had a needle in them, and they are bigger and smarter and happier than almost all the children they're around, unless they're other children that are eating organic food and not taking all the stuff, because I mess up and eat crap sometimes. Did for a long time. For a long time, I didn't think I'd be around very long. So I just thought I'd, you know, eat chicken fried steaks and drink, you know, beer if I wanted to. I've been a lot healthier the last 5-6 years. But the point is that my children have done great. And so there's my bottom line on vaccines. I'm not going to tell you to do stuff with your family. Actually, print it. That's why I wanted to get Mike Adams on last week. Ken admitted but shocking facts about vaccines. I want to cover that when he comes in the next segment. But does that answer your question, Kevin?
Yeah, I was just really skeptical about what they were giving my kid, and I heard they put mercury in the shots. I didn't know if that was true or not, and I just wanted to see your perspective on it, basically. You know what I mean?
Are you asking if there's mercury in the Hep B shot?
Just any of them, really.
There's mercury in all of them, and 98% of the time, they have mercury in them. They did a hoax in the last 7-8 years where they said there's no longer mercury in the shots. First they said it wasn't in there. Then they said, okay, now it's not in there. But the government regulatorily said, we would like you to make available non-mercury-based thimerosal vaccines. And so, yes, if you know where to look and work hard, you can find it without mercury. They also have cleaner vaccines that it turns out world leaders take. This has come out in China, in Germany, and in England. The royal family takes specially developed vaccines that have been checked with electron microscopes and everything. They don't take what the public takes. See, that's a whole nother reason here. I mean, I'm not just saying this, folks. You can look that up if you're a new listener. Easiest one to find is German government takes clean vaccines, and it'll pull up like BBC. So, but listen, your daughter's probably going to be okay just getting the Hep B, even though it's one of the worst. It's the piling on that really starts to get to them. So is your wife breastfeeding her?
Breastfeeding, and the baby's healthy and everything.
Did you say you were breastfeeding?
Yeah, my wife's breastfeeding, yeah.
Okay, well, that's because, you know, your wife's designed to produce the proper fat but also colostrum vaccine, natural vaccine. Every immunity that women in your entire female line had is every immunity is transmitted into the baby, okay? So breastfeeding is absolutely king. The brain mass will be much bigger, higher IQ. Breastfeed that child as long as you can. Don't ever give her, you know, GMO garbage. And your daughter's going to turn out all right, in my humble opinion. But you definitely need to make sure she's getting purified water. Don't give them the nursery water that has the chemical weapons in it. This is all meant to target your daughter to make sure she's a zombie.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. I appreciate it for the info.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Just listen, there is no law. They'll lie to you and say there is no side effects. They are dirty, rotten liars. Now, I wanted to get him in here a week ago, but he was busy, but he's here now. Mike Adams, I wanted to get him in here to talk about 10 incredibly shocking facts about vaccines that are admitted, but nobody knows. We'll talk about that, but first, SSRIs because of the shootings. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicists by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPATCH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are now into hour number three. We'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We've got some big special reports and other things that David Knight is going to be premiering and airing here coming up this Sunday. I'll be calling in on the show with a report, but I am going to be here in Austin at a wedding. So I will not be here Sunday going to my friend's wedding. Again, I will be back on Monday, Lord willing. Let me give you a few of the headlines at InfoWars.com that are breaking and that I haven't gotten to as well. Governments hire web trolls to sway public opinion. And that's an important video report Watson did on all the new admissions, not just here, but all over the world. But the headline should probably be governments accelerate hiring armies of trolls, because this has been going on for a long time. Now it's going great guns. We can even watch the IP addresses coming in and what they're doing on the site from the Department of Defense, from PR firms, you know, in there. Just they'll say racist stuff and then fight with each other. And I mean, just anything to divert people that are in there on InfoWars.com. So it's kind of interesting to watch government in action there on the site. Less than half of Americans want stricter gun laws. That's even in a whitewash poll. It's more like 70% don't want it, but Obama says 80 to 90%. He also says polar bears can't swim, and raising the debt limit did not raise the debt. And I can't get any more Orwellian than that. Do I need to even describe what a lie that is to people? And then we've got Ron Paul with Charlie Rose, The Meaning of Non-Interventionism. Great video. You're much more likely to be killed by lightning than by a terrorist. Washington blog story. I know you know that, folks, but get that out to friends and family. Top climate scientist told to cover up the fact that Earth's temperature hasn't risen for 15 years, and the German government has been caught begging people to cover this up. Hide the decline. Continuing, journalism professor hopes for death of NRA members, children after Navy Yard shooting, and Russia will defend national identity based on religious values, an op-ed of the World praising Christianity by Vladimir Putin. He's even against abortion. I guess the Pope won't do it, so we'll make Vladimir Putin the Pope. Anyways, this is getting crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what Vladimir Putin's up to. And then this is something I had to get to today because it's so weird. In fact, this ought to be on the nightly news. Like, I'm going to shoot something on the nightly news about this. Alien bugs discovered in Earth's atmosphere. And this did not come to us from the Planet Pop-Tart website. This came to us from Sky News, or the Fox News of the UK. British scientists believe they found small bugs from outer space in Earth's atmosphere. Yeah, they found, like, in mine shafts and stuff, too, things that they didn't know were of this world before. Tiny organisms were discovered by the University of Sheffield, experts on a research balloon. They sent 27 kilometers into the atmosphere. I remember when the guy jumped from several miles or whatever, the highest jump in the spacesuit from a balloon. I mean, it's just so amazing. The microscopic bugs were detected when the balloon landed back on the ground in Wakefield, West Yorkshire. But the scientists insist the samples could not have been carried from Earth's surface into the stratosphere, the second layer of the atmosphere, which stretches 50 kilometers or 31 miles from the ground up into the atmosphere. And, folks, this has never been found before, whatever these things are. So this is a big deal. We can punch it up on screen. Yeah, there you go. Really, really amazing science fiction stuff. Look at this little creature. The fragment of an organism was also found, scientists say. Just amazing. We are certainly in the middle of an amazing creation. But the system wants to shackle us and kind of keep us in their own little artificial paradigm. Their full spectrum dominance, their silent weapons for quiet wars, soft kill system. And fighting that valiantly is the Health Ranger, joining us here in studio, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, because I wanted to get him on last week, so he's here for that at the bottom of the hour. This story from naturalnews.com, 10 outrageous, and I'm going to tweet it in a minute at Real Alex Jones, 10 outrageous but true facts about vaccines the CDC and the vaccine industry don't want you to know about. This is so useful because just like I get callers that are asking me if vaccines are bad, there are a lot of people don't know what's going on. Just because you know that the inserts say it can kill you, just because you know it's causing an epidemic of neurological disorders, you know, mainline Harvard studies, just because you're informed, your neighbors aren't informed. You need to inform them right now with tools like this. So I'm going to tweet it while Mike's talking, and I want you to retweet it from Real Alex Jones in just a moment when I do this. But Mike, before we get into that, the shooting at the Navy Yard, the gangland shooting in Chicago, all these are done in gun-free zones. As usual, psychotropic drugs are involved. Break down, from all your research, exactly what we're facing.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me back on the show. It's an honor to be here again. I've been kind of out of the loop for a little while, working in the lab. You know, I'm doing this forensic food lab. There's a lot of news coming out later this year.
Very exciting.
With you. I brought this table of elements in here today to show you. Obviously, your radio listeners can't see it, but we'll describe what we're seeing. This helps to explain why psychiatric drugs are so toxic to the human brain. You know, brain chemistry is directly interfered with by SSRIs. That's what SSRI stands for, is selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And serotonin, obviously, is one of the very important brain chemicals that gives you normal balance. And that's why in almost every case, these shooters are saying, I felt like I was in a video game. And this shooter in the Navy Yard, he was a video game addict, right? And they say, I felt a sense of detachment. And the Columbine shootings in Colorado, those two shooters had the same kind of description. They feel like they're in a video game. They're not in their own real mind. This element fluorine on the table of elements that I brought here, it helps explain why this is the case. Fluorine is in the seventh column of the table of elements, if you break it down to just the eight-column model without the transition metals here. Why that's important, and I'm not going to get too technical, but from a chemistry perspective, fluorine has seven electron clouds in its outer orbital, so it's lacking one electron. It wants to steal electrons from other elements. So if it gets near anything else, including chemicals in your brain, normal healthy brain chemicals like serotonin, it, if it is unbound from the molecule that it's attached to in the pharmaceutical, such as the psychiatric drugs, it will start to ravage other chemicals in your brain and in your body. This is why fluoride kills insects and it's such an effective insecticide. This is why fluoride causes bone cancer when it's added to water as fluosilicic acid. Fluorine is represented in psychiatric drugs at the level of about 14% according to atomic mass. So if you were to break out all the elements and weigh them, fluorine is about 14%. And yet it is one of the most wide-ranging reactive industrial chemicals in human civilization.
And they've known this for hundreds of years, and that's what Dr. Blaylock talks about. It also supercharges everything else they're putting in us.
Exactly.
It's the master chemical weapon supercharger.
Exactly. And your term supercharging segues us into vaccines, because the CDC openly admits that at least five chemicals or elements are still being used in vaccines. And today we're going to talk about the aluminum that's still used in them, mercury is still used in them, MSG, yes, monosodium glutamate, a neurotoxin that you've had Dr. Blaylock.
Because it's an excitotoxin.
It's an excitotoxin. It is used in vaccines to, quote, supercharge the vaccine as an adjunct.
Now, let's stop one place, because, I mean, you talk a lot about iodine, and every medical doctor I talk to,
yes,
more and more are saying this is the key to everything. Notice in the same area of the table here, you've got iodine that your body needs, so they take that out of the food,
right,
out of the salt, what you actually need, to replace it with something that goes into the thyroid instead. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing,
yeah,
and when they try to make babies drink fluoride, they are literally trying to savage their brain.
You're very observant. You're exactly right on. If you move down a column of the table of elements, and this is considered the seventh orbital column, you have fluoride, chlorine, bromine, and iodine. These tend to interfere with each other or compete for absorption or attachment throughout human physiology. So when you're drinking fluoride, your body's not able to get the iodine that it needs in the right places, such as breast tissue, prostate tissue. This is one of the reasons why so many women have breast cancer today, because fluoride or even chlorine that they're getting from tap water, both of those are in tap water, are interfering with iodine absorption. So if you move down a column of the table of elements, you can actually discern a lot of interesting information.
I finally started listening to everybody about 6 months ago and started making myself take the nascent iodine and the,
yep,
and the southern hemisphere brown seaweed, and it is like a drug. I'm even more crazed now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What's that world? Well, you need to get, I think, I would recommend Dr. Brownstein, David Brownstein.
We're getting him on next week. It's funny you said that.
Good, good. He is the best expert that I know of iodine, and he has studied it extensively, and he recommends that the level of iodine people should take is literally, if memory serves me correctly, 100 times to 1,000 times higher than what the government recommends, which is not surprising because the government wants everybody nutritionally depleted. But iodine, nascent iodine, in my opinion, I don't manufacture the product. This is a third-party opinion. Nascent iodine is one of the most miraculous life-saving supplements that our society needs, especially landlocked Americans, because we're not getting the seafood.
Well, that's why the Japanese live so much longer.
They tend to have much lower rates of breast cancer until they move to America. And there have been really good clinical studies on this. Once they move to America and start eating the American diet,
they're dead.
They get the same rates of breast cancer as American women. So what's changed? Their foods, their diets. But at the same time, you got to be really careful about the sources of seaweed you're getting. Make sure you're getting good quality sources. So a standalone iodine supplement is ideal to give you the iodine just when you need it.
Now, you recommended the monofilament micelle. That's good,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's from Southern Hemisphere, and you've tested it. Because that's what my wife really loves. She says this. I guess the other cofactors in the seaweed are helping.
Yeah, there's a lot in that seaweed. It's a brown seaweed extract.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back to get into the vaccines with Mike Adams. Stay with us.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale, right now at BePrepared.com. This month only, every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon, only $20.39, regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff, normally $28.49, now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49, usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is a short segment, long segment coming up. You're going to do a ton of news, stuff you've broken on the TED conference. You've got a video here we're going to play a clip of that's up on naturalnews.com. We just posted it to InfoWars.com with your organic spy series inside Whole Foods. But you were just mentioning, man, we're starting to win on so many fronts. I'm seeing a giant awakening. 91% against the Syria war. The mainstream media dying, the alternative media becoming the dominant media. But this is a big responsibility, though.
Yes.
So, let me talk about the awakening. You were just talking about it.
Well, I was saying to you during the break, we're winning on so many levels. It is astonishing. Right now on the scientific front, we are getting the real scientific principles out there that are going to save humanity. The precautionary principle, when we talk about GMOs, for example. We are exposing the fact that mercury, one of the most toxic elements in the table of elements, is still injected into babies and children intentionally by doctors, and that should be a crime against humanity. Every doctor that injects a child with mercury should have their license revoked, and they should be arrested and charged with a crime. In my opinion, obviously, and probably in yours as well. We are winning on so many fronts. We wait until October 1 comes around, Alex, because the Obamacare exchanges are a disaster. A disaster waiting to happen. I think today Congress actually voted to defund Obamacare, which is a partial victory in the House. It may not survive the Senate, of course. But once it's rolled out and people realize that that IT system doesn't work, there's going to be even more calls for Obamacare to be defunded or radically reformed or even revoked. People all across the country are losing their jobs, losing hours. They're having full-time jobs switched to part-time jobs. They're being kicked off healthcare plans from companies like Trader Joe's. SeaWorld even did the same thing. It's happening all across the country. The fact is that the truth is coming out, and it's due to organizations like yours, InfoWars, and I'm contributing to it, many others. You have some new people here who are contributing to it in very substantial ways. We are winning because the truth cannot be hidden forever. We're winning because the people desire the knowledge that could transform them and give them the kind of freedom that America was founded on. So all of these corporations that are committing these terrible evils, that are harming our children with vaccines, that are poisoning our population with drugs, all of these tyrants, like, in my opinion, Feinstein, who is an anti-constitutional traitor to the United States, traitor to the people, all of these people are being exposed. The truth is coming out, and it cannot be stopped. Even if they manage to stop you or me personally, there are many other people who are ready to continue to carry that torch forward, tell the truth, have websites, conduct activism. This whole movement, Alex, is decentralized. So there's not even really one place that they can go and stop the truth from coming out. The internet is by nature decentralized.
And that's always been my goal, is to get as many people awake and active. That's why I've never been in competition with all the other media people and alternative media. So many of them think it's about shutting down their competition, not understanding it's about empowering and getting more people involved. This is a life and death situation. That's what's been so great about your work, Mike, is working with everybody together positively to really try to give the globalists a run for their money. And we're doing it now.
Yeah.
And look at Cass Sunstein at the White House. He said their number one goal is to get us to infight. That's why they're launching the armies of trolls right now.
It's not working. But we also have very strong evidence, lots of evidence. The trolls specifically target us. They spread disinformation. You know, this is old news. But what we're seeing now are more advanced linguistic patterns. So we now believe that these systems that, for example, drug companies hire anti-PR firms that run thousands of bots that are initiated through zombie-controlled computers using a multitude of IP addresses all across the
country. And you're a top programmer. This is all admitted, though.
I'm a software developer.
This is all admitted, though, too. Yes.
No, I develop word algorithms as part of the science.natural news whole system. I wrote those algorithms, so I understand parsing language. So what we're seeing is that there's new language appearing by the trolls that appears to be automatically generated. It's algorithmically generated. So for those out there listening right now, if you see negative comments about Alex Jones or about Mike Adams or the Health Ranger, you should, in your mind, a red flag should go up where you say at least 50% of those negative comments are not real people. They're algorithms.
And then it creates a snowball effect where weaker people then regurgitate it.
Right, because there's all these psychological forces in place the sheeple mentality, the herd mentality, and it's very real. People want to follow the crowd. So what they do is they use these algorithms to try to create a fake crowd that then susceptible people with weak minds.
It's internet astroturf. Stay there. We're going to come back and get into the 10 outrageous but true facts about vaccines the CDC and the vaccine industry doesn't want you to know about. I just shot out the link at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Mike Adams, our guest, and your phone calls are coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, there's been some new big scientific discoveries and developments. We're going to get into those with Mike and then into vaccines here in just a moment as a real public service emergency announcement of facts. But look at this article out of Wired Magazine since Mike mentioned that. They've had bots for about 5 years I know of writing fake news. Okay, that way you put out talking points, but to make it look like there's diversity, a computer then basically scrambles it, but you can't tell the computer wrote it in most cases. We've then talked to people in the industry that write, and they say they've been replaced. They're like these link farm folks that just write these, you know, these jumbled articles on top web searches. Well, now computers are replacing that, but the CIA invest in narrative science and its automated writers. Again, to just create nom de plumes, fake people. Because humans might have a conscience and want to tell you the truth. So now they actually have articles coming out where basically people are told by an editor a talking point. Here's what you write about, and then a human reconstructs it. But still some truth might get out. And so they want it to be done by robots. So that's the future we face. That's why they want the military to go to drones and combat robots and things, because they won't refuse the illegal criminal order. This is what the technocracy is about. Now, you were just telling me about, and we're pulling it up to show viewers, because I remember seeing this yesterday as well and meant to get to it, kind of like they just discovered new life forms 37 miles up in the atmosphere. I mean, it's just stuff's getting
That's crazy.
I mean, and it's just going to speed up towards the singularity. Break down what you just got into dealing with DNA.
Well, I didn't bring all the documents on this, but this is so huge, and this has huge implications for forensic in police work. Many people who've been accused of crimes may be innocent because of what I'm about to tell you. Throughout the history of science and genetics, it has been assumed that your genetic code is identical across all of your cells. So if they take a sample of your hair or a sample of your skin or a sample of your saliva or even a sample of your liver, for that matter, that your cells are going to have the same exact genetic code. It turns out this is false, that you have genomic divergence across your physiology, across your phenotype. In other words, your expression of genes is different because your genes are actually different in your own body. So,
yeah, you might have small hands and big feet.
And they may be because of different genes on one side versus the other. This happens very early in fetus development that you can have genetic divergence, basically, at a very early stage. And then that gets multiplied and multiplied. So your heart organ may have a different genotype, different genetic code than your hand. And this has just been scientifically proven. It is shocking. Most scientists hearing this will say, I'm making it up. It can't be true. This is completely false. But no, science has to be rewritten. And this is the message here, Alex, that so much of what's coming out today means that science has to be rewritten. We have to move forward and understand new ideas and not get stuck in the old ideas. I just did an article about the TED conferences and TEDx, where they had posted a story that said anybody talking about GMOs has to be red flagged. And they banned a talk by Dr. Rupert Sheldrake on consciousness. And they banned a talk by Graham Hancock.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're total New World Order.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But they said that if you talk about foods as medicine, then you are a, quote, health hoaxer. So they're stuck in this flat earth.
Linus Pauling won the Nobel Prize for that.
Of course. Yeah.
Orange peels.
Vitamin C is very, very therapeutic.
I want you to get back into that because you mentioned this genetic thing. I want to go back before I forget to get into this.
Carried off.
They said, no. They said that, you know, 96% of the DNA was junk. Now they've gone in. That's why all these top geneticists that have these super high power electron microscopes are becoming religious now and saying somebody made this because there's like all these other genomes of other animals in there. And there's all these other people in there. And it's got like little antennas to receive info. I mean, it is. The people are like going, whoa, it's all being used. It's all going on. And it's amazing.
Well, the human genetic code, it's interesting. Scientists, they say they think they understand the cosmos, but they don't understand the 96%, which is dark matter and dark energy. They have no clue about that. All of this table of elements that I have here, of which all matter in our world and our cosmos is made of, according to the scientists, this is only 4%. Alex, of the material universe. The other 96% is unknown, just like in...
That's right. With our devices, not just our senses, we can't even detect it.
Right.
And we've only just invented devices that can detect it.
And you have scientists that are out there saying, well, the universe, there was this Big Bang followed by inflation, and it became a whole universe, a cosmos, from nothing without cause. Therefore, there's no God. Huh? What? Wait a minute. Who started the Big Bang? Who seeded the cosmos? And then you've got whole issues about the multiverse, right? That we are one universe of many multiverses, all with the creator, an engineer, you could say, from a technical perspective, who created this. There has to be a cause to create an entire universe. It doesn't happen from nothing. It's obvious.
Well, exactly. It's like saying in the middle of a Sahara Desert, a fine Swiss wristwatch would over time would be blown together. Everyone knows that's impossible. And then a cell is literally billions of times more complex. And then we've got all these different cell groups, almost like a jellyfish, is really a composite organism, a colony. We're really a colony. But then we're energized by an energy force that the science is now showing in all the studies. That's what you'd call a spirit.
Right, exactly.
A space-time continuum.
Material presence, consciousness, and so on. Also realize in the history of science, they said up until, I don't know the exact date, but until the era of microbiology, they said there is no such thing as bacteria, disease can't be spread by bacteria, and those scientists were crazy who said so.
Exactly.
But today, we have more cells in our bodies, Alex, that are bacteria than human cells. We are a hybrid organism. And in fact, there's new science being done right now on the genetic expression of the bacteria in your gut being more important for your health.
And of course, Bill Gates already knew that, and they've been targeting us with the GMO all along.
And the antibiotics.
Hacking the brain through the stomach.
And genetically hacking your intestinal flora through GMOs, which are believed to be transgenic.
Well, it's now been admitted. It came out this year. It's now leaking into the DNA.
Right. Altering the DNA of your gut bacteria. There was a story that just came out today. A man had his gut infected with a yeast infection, and he was brewing beer in his own gut and getting drunk without drinking.
And that's what's happening with the autistic kids in many of the spectrums, is that they are actually have toxic garbage growing in them.
Yes, yes, and it's all made worse by this corporate-driven or corporate-hijacked, quote, science, which is not real science. It's just a way to exploit the human body, like in The Matrix, for control and for profit and to doom humanity. That's what's the big picture here. If we're going to save humanity, we have to move forward. We have to get past this hijacking of
Mike, you're on fire.
Sorry, I
know you're always on fire, but would you go up on top of the mountain or something?
No, I just had a normal day, a normal chocolate avocado smoothie like I always have, and I'm passionate about this.
You're seething with power, Lord Vader.
Humanity is in danger, Alex. You know this as well as anybody. We have to get past this. But let me get back to the vaccines, because I know
you can feel the awakening, can't you?
Absolutely. We are right now, we as a society are poisoning our children with what's in vaccines.
We're going to cover the vaccines, but look, Chris Jordan's wife brought this up, they're rock hounds. It looks just like it does in your periodic table here of elements.
Yep.
There is the loving fluorine, the little cube, Borg. That's what it is, microscopic cubes that the globalists are injecting into us.
This is a calcium fluoride rock, and the only reason it's safe and the only reason we're not dead right now being in the room with this element is because, you notice I said before that
it's bound.
That it is bound to the calcium, which is over here on the other side. Calcium has two electron clouds in its outer orbital shell. It binds with the fluoride. Calcium... things on that side of the table bind with things on this side of the table, essentially. It's a general trend.
So it is good to take calcium to bind up that?
Well, it can, but it's better to take iodine to compete with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So the nascent iodine is really the best way, but you should avoid fluoride, period. Avoidance is a lot of the strategy here of everything we talk about. But also notice right here in the middle of the table, you have zinc, cadmium, and mercury. Mercury being, these are all in the same column. Mercury is highly toxic, highly neurotoxic. Cadmium is a highly toxic element, a heavy metal that's now being found in many foods, including some of the tests we're doing are showing it in brown rice, including organic brown rice is having a variety of levels of cadmium. But zinc is a nutritive element. So sometimes in these tables, you see something you need, like zinc, on top of something you don't need, like cadmium. So if you take more zinc, guess what? You're helping to block the absorption of cadmium and the absorption.
So it's not just important to take this stuff because you need it. You need to block the other stuff.
Defensive eating. This is something that I'm really hot on right now. Defensive eating. If you go out and you eat shrimp in a restaurant, most shrimp will have some level of mercury in it. But you can take activated charcoal capsules that will absorb the mercury from the shrimp. So you can actually go out and you can have a meal that you enjoy. I enjoy eating seafood too, you know. But I take chlorella and I take activated charcoal, and I know that I'm not absorbing the mercury in the shrimp. It's defensive eating just like defensive driving. It works.
Sounds pretty extremist.
I know.
Being informed and involved?
Yeah.
That sounds extreme.
Pretty crazy.
But I bet you even know how to read.
Yeah.
I bet you think women should breastfeed.
It's one of my tenets of nutrition, yes.
Yeah. That's Al-Qaeda right there.
Seriously.
Oh, no, Al-Qaeda's the good guys now. I can't say.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you make of the whole war imploding and everything? For now.
Well, I haven't covered it that much because I've been focused on these areas. But I'll say, in my opinion, when Obama said that raising the debt ceiling doesn't increase the debt, that right there, that was the final quote of the final chapter of the American empire going down in flames financially.
I think they are the ones going crazy, believing their own.
And we're looking at the reason, Alex. Again, let's go back to the table of elements. We have lead here. We have cadmium. We have mercury. We have aluminum, which at very high levels can also alter brain physiology. This is the reason. One of my main theories right now of what's causing the insanity in our world.
No, it's like the Romans. The Romans.
The Romans. Yes.
The Romans, of course, lined their clay pots with lead.
And the aqueducts.
And that was towards the middle and the end. Their decline began when that happened.
Absolutely.
They were stark, raving mad, and lead makes you violent.
Lead makes you crazy. It makes you violent. Cadmium destroys kidney function. It gives you heart disease. You look at all of these elements. Mercury makes you crazy. Mercury gives you a lobotomy.
But CBS said it improves their brain,
yeah,
children.
And they're victims of mercury, too. See, that's the other thing, and you've said this before, the reframing of all of this. The people that we are trying to save in the Matrix are also victims of the Matrix. So we have to be careful, too, and I realize this, too. Sometimes I might go too far and attack victims of the system. You know, sometimes I call people morons if they're scientists who don't get all this. And sometimes I have to step back from that and realize they're victims, too. They've been brain damaged.
Well, remember before you were awake, you didn't have any of the pieces, so none of it made sense. Once you start getting a few pieces, then it accelerates.
Yeah.
But we were once as dumb as dirt.
Absolutely. I was raised on a standard American diet. I took antibiotics. I ate, you know, all these heavy metals at one time. And by the way, this takes a very concerted effort to get these out of your system. Cadmium has a 27-year half-life in the body. Lead stays in your bones. You got a lot of elderly women who are now recycling bone mass. They're losing bone mass. Their bone mass is being depleted and going into the
bones. That's why they're going crazy.
They're going crazy because the lead is coming out of their bones now for the first time in their lives. The lead is going from the bones into the blood. Now the lead in the blood gets into the brain, makes them crazy. This is
that's where you get the syndrome of mean old women.
This is exactly where it comes from. And also pregnant women out there need to understand that your first child becomes really the dumping ground for a lot of the toxicity that your body has stored up. So if you're not cleaning your body and getting rid of all these elements and heavy metals and toxic chemicals, your first child is usually the most messed up because of this.
That's right.
And then the second child comes.
That's like people exposed to Agent Orange. The first kid was always
absolutely
just devastated, and then they got better as you went.
Because the wisdom of the body, Alex, is amazing. Mother Nature is amazing. The woman, the mother, her body is trying to get rid of this stuff for any way possible, through the skin, through respiration, through feces, through urination, but also by dumping it into the fetus. And this is something that modern scientists and modern doctors just completely deny. They're living in total delusion world. They deny all of this, and as a result, our children are being poisoned.
That's right, because in a genetic evolutionary way, and we don't mean the establishment evolution, but the clear development, it's more important for the woman to survive to make a bunch of kids than even the first one.
Exactly.
So yeah.
The male can be a lot more toxic because the sperm doesn't carry the load of heavy metals into the fetus, not at all. The sperm is really just digital information. It's the woman's body that provides the nourishment, the blood supply, the actual blood.
And her eggs have to last 40 years.
And if she has a female developing inside of her, she is also creating the eggs that female will use to create the next generation. So it's daughter and grandma.
And the mitochondrial transmission as well.
The epigenetics, all of that. Right on. So we right now.
Well, isn't it really true from science that a woman is actually the human and then men are just a competitive manifestation?
I've heard that description before, and I think some men do exist only for the sake of their sperm.
No, but men are meant to be competitive, go out, do everything as the strength of the species.
But
that's the entire competitiveness.
Yeah, well, the male-female interaction is interesting from a physiological perspective. Males are the protectors, are the ones to provide the safety so the female can create future life. And the male is there to create genetic diversity as well, just from a pure genetics point of view. But, again, we are living in a system right now, Alex, where it's already too late for grandchildren of today's pregnant women. It's already too late. They're already damaged.
That's right. By third generation,
yes,
in just the GMO studies of the rats, they're done. So, basically, that's why they have to get world tyranny in, because another 20 years, you're going to have 80% of people dying.
If you cleaned up vaccines today and took all the mercury out and all the formaldehyde out, which is another neurotoxin I didn't even mention, if you took all that out today, you would still have children damaged from vaccines for two or three more generations from now. This is a sobering thought, and it's absolutely true. We are past the point of saving humanity from this devastation. The Holocaust is here. And we're going to feel it for three more generations.
And that's why the globalists actually even talk about that. They did it on purpose. And so they just say, we're going to wipe you out. And they think science will rebuild some new human.
Yeah, right. Kurzweil style. They kill your physical body, copy your brain into a machine, and say you're still alive. You're not still alive. Your soul is long gone, man. Even if they could copy your brain, your soul is gone. The spirit is what makes you alive.
Well, it's been shown that in clones. Give me the exact genetics with no mistakes, and it just fails to operate and is unanimated.
It's like nobody's home. It's just without the spirit, you're not human. You know, and this idea of consciousness is so dangerous to the establishment. This idea is the key to freeing humanity, in my opinion. Consciousness. The idea that we are created from a greater consciousness, a greater power, that we have free will, that we have intelligence, that we have...
Well, sure, just from a scientific perspective of the studies that are coming out, it's almost like the intergalactic space wind, that all this spectrum is energizing and resonating with us.
Yes, I would agree. We are not, even quantum physics proves that we are not separate from everything else in the universe. This whole science is built on the idea of scientific experimentation, which says the observer is independent and separate from the experiment. Quantum physics proves that that's not true.
They don't even know why, that when they watch something with a telescope now, they've done the math, it's affecting it a trillion miles away.
Yes, because they now have teleportation of information faster than the speed of light, which was thought to be impossible. Alex, all these things we're talking about here, science has to be rewritten. There is more mystery to the universe.
Well, the top ones know this. They're there to give us a false science.
That's right.
And keep people down because they've got us in a prison. Let's get into vaccines straight ahead. Powerful info with the Health Ranger, Mike Adams.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale, up to 10% off our low prices. Right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
States.
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've got it.
The stress man is coming to you.
All right, you want to go? All right, you want to go?
All right, folks.
We've
got calls from Germany. You name it. I'm going to have to go into overdrive to be able to take these, but I'll try. Thanks for holding everybody that's on there. Tim, Chris, Marty, I'll try to get to all of you. Mike Adams, getting back to you, let's go into why we originally got you here.
Right.
10 outrageous but true facts about vaccines the CDC, the vaccine industry, doesn't want you to know about.
So, yeah, this is an article that I did that really ruffled a lot of feathers in the vaccine, the pro-vaccine, you know, movement. Not a movement, but corporate science whores.
The eugenics movement.
Yeah, the eugenics movement. But people need to know the real facts about vaccines, and they are. The CDC, on their website, they still openly admit that vaccines contain these elements.
And will kill you. And can kill you.
And can kill you. There was a big story that just came out recently about one of these big pharmacies that has a vaccine. It's called a high-dose flu shot for senior citizens. And the high-dose flu shot on their website, I'm not going to mention their name, but on their website they say it has little to no side effects. But if you actually look at the insert from that's posted by the FDA, it says, wait a minute, this could kill you. This could cause neurological
Guillain-Barré and epilepsy.
It's all mentioned in there, yes. And 23 senior citizens died within a couple of months after taking the vaccine, but they said, well, this isn't related.
Why not just euthanize them?
I think this is a soft euthanization strategy, clearly, but it's also a lobotomization strategy. Now, getting back to the list, though, it's important. Vaccines are an important part of population control in the sense of making sure people don't get too intelligent. If you can lobotomize or deactivate a portion of their brain, and I know you've covered this, through vaccines, then you can prevent people from asking questions. Now, asking questions is the basis of liberty. And if you stop people from asking questions, you stop liberty.
It's the essence of evil.
Yeah, right. So these metals that are in vaccines, that are added to vaccines on purpose,
nutrients,
right, to make the vaccines have a stronger reaction, these are so toxic that they were, of course, researched by Nazi scientists. And by the way, just as a side note, the sodium fluoride, because we talk about fluorine, sodium fluoride is the agent that the British press was reporting when they said the UK government authorized the sale of nerve gas chemicals to Syria. If you look at the reports, those nerve gas chemicals were sodium fluoride. So sodium fluoride is the basis of nerve gas. And
you mean vitamin gas?
Yeah, right. So if you take sodium fluoride and through chemistry, you can break apart the elements, you can get fluorine, and then you can use fluorine to make deadly nerve gas. So in essence, the British press was admitting that the same chemical that's put into the Austin water supply is called a chemical weapons ingredient that was sold to Syria with great alarm. So just so that everybody knows, this is the same thing we're talking about here. You're drinking raw materials for chemical weapons, and these were developed by Nazi scientists. That's where it all came from. The IG Farben under Hitler, these were developed by Nazi scientists.
Why are you being racist now? That's
who eventually went on to be convicted of war crimes, the chairperson of Bayer, the pharmaceutical company.
Same folks that put HIV in the vaccine on purpose.
Yes.
Same. Very loving.
Who make children's aspirin. So just so you know, and I couldn't say this if it weren't true.
Oh, no, we've got NBC reports where they got convicted in France knowingly putting it in the factor VIII. But what's wrong with that? You're racist if you don't kill hemophiliacs.
But not only is this poisoning our children, our parents are being denied due process in courts because the so-called secret vaccine court is higher than the Supreme Court in the United States, according to the Supreme Court's own decision.
It's the eugenics court.
The eugenics court. So there's no due process, there's no...
Just like family courts were set up 100 years ago for eugenics. That's how they sterilize people. This is a whole eugenics world. Stay there. We're going to come back and get into the breaking news at naturalnews.com. It's also on InfoWars.com, inside Whole Foods.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.